anyway, that's how I ended up in the middle of a turf war between two flocks of flamingos. That was really hard to get out.
What?
I did not think I was going to able to say flocks of flamingos.
Okay. But they're not all flamingos. Remember, zoologists. There was a Canadian geese and flamingos.
That's true.
That was the turf war.
Somebody just painted the geese pink.
Yes.
I think.
But those are definitely Canadian geese. And, yeah. Are we doing it live?
Canadian goose is taking Canadian deuces.
It's funny because they poop a lot.
Yep.
All right.
Stop it.
All right. Anyhow. What is up, everybody? Thanks for joining us. ZZP Power Hour number 167. Mm-hmm. We're calling it Summer Reset today because it is.
I don't really have these anymore.
This is
167, boys.
Past half of the year. What the heck?
Summer's over.
Doing?
We talked about it during lunch, and I was like,
"Summer's over."
Oh no!
It's July. Oh no!
it's basically winter again.
It's basically winter.
Before we get into whatever the heck we're talking about today, gonna go over a little bit of housekeeping. If you guys haven't noticed, obviously we've been off the air for the last few weeks. We are making a change. And we are now going to the last Friday of every month is going to be the ZZP Power Hour. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of stuff to do around the shop, so we're just kind of reorganizing, figuring things out. You know, it might change down the road, it might not, but right now, look forward to us last Friday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
And then past that, I got this beautiful piece in front of me.
God's engine! God's gift to engine! Oh. We have parts for you!
Stainless boys.
You may Stainless all boy. Bow! Tyler, do you want to talk about it or do you want me to talk about this thing?
I like it. It's a really cool product that we've been working on for a while. Obviously, the LNF comes with a stock turbo manifold, but this is our new stainless version. It is fully cast stainless steel.
Mm-hmm.
Precision CNC faces. We built it off the LNF manifold because that interferes the least when it comes to larger turbos.
The most stuffs.
And you probably can't see from the podcast viewing area, but we cut down that center section divider there. Obviously, the stock KO4 is a twin scroll. We cut down the scroll and we put it on a big turbo car. You decrease spool time, pick up some boost. Overall, it's an awesome piece. Very well priced. It's on the website right now. Go check it out. But very excited to offer these. We're going to put these in all the entry-level turbo kits.
Yeah.
We eliminated some clearance issues. We used to use the LDK manifolds, and now we're back to this. It comes with titanium studs. Killer piece.
And you think it looks pretty now. Wait till it gets heat cycled a few
this,
times.
This thing chilling on the back of Paul's Goblin with a Z54.
I mean, we may bless LSJ with the glorious LNF parts. We may. FYI, guys. Just to reiterate, Tyler just said it. KO4, guys. Not a great part for you.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want this. Stick with your stock because that's the twin scroll actually helps. So we did some testing on the KO4 and on the Z series and the ZFR turbos. It's an increase for the ZFR and the Z series turbos, increase in spool and power. Not as great for the KO4 due to the twin scroll.
And it's not going to crack in the center.
And it don't crack
because there's no center.
Because there's no center. what y'all know about that?
So, like Connor said, LHU LDK manifolds fit a little bit different. We're going back to this. It's been tough to source OEM LDK manifolds, and they are expensive. So, this will be moving into the entry-level kits, which is great. Getting into what we're talking about today.
Hang on. Let me stop you real quick.
Yeah.
What do you got, Mike? Can you go back and redo the new podcast schedule? We had this weird delay.
Okay.
What?
Right at the end of your spiel.
So. Yeah.
Wait, did we not get the flamingo versus geese?
No.
So
what?
YouTube was
not
as quick today.
God. Anyway.
Oh, well.
So for what you guys missed, we are moving the schedule of the podcast from every week. As you've seen, now we are going to... The last Friday of every month is going to be the Z Power Hour. The Z Power
Hour. Almost like a flock of flamingos.
Almost like a flock of flamingos. Oh, man, that is hard to say.
Flock of flamingos.
Anyway. So we're talking about Summer Reset because it is creeping into July here.
Mm-hmm. After it's over summer, it's winter, get your cars put up.
We're going to talk about products that have come out this year, cars that we've worked on here at the shop, what we've got coming down the line, and then personally, different cars, different events, what we're doing.
Yeah.
Randy, I'm gonna throw it over to you because Mr. Platform here got Mr. himself.
Is that my name now?
Yeah, you took the title from Tim.
Yeah.
Suck it, Tim.
You got yourself a new car.
I did get a car. I was tired of being slow.
You needed some cubes in the mix.
I needed
here.
Some cubes and some rear-wheel drive. So your boy found himself a good deal on a CTS V-Sport. We're going to be doing some stuff in the shop over the next couple weeks. It does require a fresh engine because that's how I got a good deal.
Yeah, I gotta say, I heard you got a good deal. Because,
good thing we got that on lock.
Yeah, so we got lots and lots of LF4, LF3 stuff going on behind the scenes. But we're just going to do like titanium rods, 10 over pistons,
LF4,
and then studs. I'm going to throw our catalog at it.
Yep.
Hey, Connor, check ZZPerformance.com. It's on the website right now, so you can go see what the price is and order one up right now.
The CTS has always been lurking in the background of the ATSV, and as the demand grows, you know, we did a cat-back for it, we've got downpipes for it, we got a flex kit, we got our intakes. And, you know, just like I think there's a Zoom has a rant on here about all it takes for somebody to buy one, and Randy has now bought one, so we'll be definitely diving in a little deeper. I believe the control arms fit already, so it's already a good platform to start with.
Yeah,
and
it's just sad because you don't see, like, people do modify them, which is great because we want to make parts for you guys, but there's not a whole lot of documentation behind it, like, do these things, this is how you can get here.
The price point is significant compared to an ATS, too.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as bang for the buck, I think the CTS is a lot more car.
Yep.
Maybe.
I mean, physically.
It is a bigger car, yes.
Big girl.
Speaking of the CTS, I don't know, I haven't seen Paul in here yet. Shout out to Paul. Paul let me crash at his house and steal his trailer and truck to
and let
retrieve
it sleep
this
there for a little while.
Yeah, retrieve this deal of mine. So shout out to Paul because he is the man. But yeah, I'm hoping what's cool
about stuff like this is when we get one in house too. You know, sometimes guys we do make parts kind of blind. Yeah. You know, like
in a sense.
Yeah, not just like we don't guess, but like, hey, this part fits here. We've had customers say, oh yeah, it fits perfectly. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, we kind of go off of the community, you know, that we're a part of. We go off the community's feedback. Yep. And so that's why, for instance, a very small one, our flex fuel kit, it fits great, but we've come to find out that it doesn't fit perfect.
Yeah.
So
we literally just perfected it yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know, and then as far as like any R&D on CTS stuff, like when we did the catback, we borrowed a good friend's CTS, and now we'll just be able to use our boy Randy over here for all the R&D
should be,
and
should be in the parking lot. So
yeah, and you know, Randy's cars are always top notch. So
always.
He's gonna have it.
I try.
He's gonna have it flexing real soon. And
Got some. I bought wheels for it before I had the car. So yeah,
normal car guy stuff.
Got some wheels and some bits sitting in the garage.
I'm really excited that the fact that the engine is, you know, in need of help, because that is gonna allow us to dive in there and essentially create a foundation that's gonna carry you to work every day, and then also casually, I mean, world's fastest CTS V-Sport.
Yeah,
easy.
Without really trying, probably.
Easy.
You never know. But, I mean, that's the goal.
Middle 11s right now.
Yeah, everybody wants a fast car. I think we can probably get that car into the 10s pretty quickly. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's ultimately, I'd say, the goal, right?
Yeah.
10-second CTS.
I like a mid-high 10-second.
Maybe just
SCT next year.
Something I can toss the dogs in. Katie can drive it to work if she wants to. Like, nothing that's going to be unstreetable, undriveable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just something that's...
But realistically, like Bo said, the amount of car physically and, you know, performance-wise that you get for the dollar on those things is crazy because they have an awesome transmission.
Oh, the TL80E?
Yeah.
Dude, that thing.
It's really great. It's basically an ATSV engine, you know. Well, yours will be. But the fact that we can build on that and we can make some videos and kind of showcase what that car is about, I think might bring a little more attention to the vehicle itself.
Yeah.
And somebody in the market for an ATSV might go,
it's good to see.
Yeah, because like that's what I wanted at first, right? Like I was like, I love ATSVs. I drove a couple of them, and I was like, well, dang, I'm gonna have to buy one of those. And when I look at good quality versions of them, you're getting mid-30s and up.
Oh yeah,
if not more.
If not more, especially if you want like a well-specced one, a Vector Blue manual sedan. Good luck.
That is the second best one for sure.
That's the first best one.
No.
Well, behind the coupe.
Yeah.
Coupe.
Well,
white.
Blue is better.
Vector is the best color.
Can we put up in the chat what's the better color for cars, Mike? White, blue, or red?
Not a boring ass red.
Red,
you gotta
red,
go.
White, or blue.
But anyway, the last time we probably left off with you guys, not to cut out your spiel off, Randy. We were heading to Streetcar Takeover.
We were. And we went.
And we went. And we...
We kind of slayed on all platforms.
Did a lot of record breaking.
Yeah, and everything that ZCP did, we came and we cleared house.
Came, conquered,
so
had fun.
I think the biggest thing, and in classic Matt Meekoff fashion, shows up.
Well, let me lay the foundation for this.
Hit it, Bo.
So we're hitting Friday at Streetcar Takeover. Friday is Streetcar Takeover. Mm-hmm. The shop has Friday off. We're going to go do some racing. We're rolling into Monday. Tuesday comes around, and Tyler and I and Ryan were like, we're sitting good, boys. We've never been so ready. We're not going to have any late nights wrenching.
Yep.
Like, we might as well just start drinking now. Yeah. And then Matt Meekoff goes, do you think we could change the engine turbo kit
In the race car? Put a new engine in turbo kit on the race car
on Monday.
Yeah. On Monday.
And so suddenly our schedule went from checking tire pressures to changing engines and doing turbo kits and tuning. And he looks at me and I'm like, well, we ain't got nothing else to do, I guess, other than we have everything to do. But, you know, we might as well build another 9-second LTG real quick. So we install an engine in Matt's what was currently just full R&D ATS rat.
Yeah.
And so we installed a forged engine in there, stage 3 cams, the full current LTG program, and then did a tubular manifold on it and a 257. Matt put it on the dyno Thursday, did some 4-5 shifts. He said, it's good for the trailer. We VHT'd the tires real quick, and Matt rolled in casually late Friday night.
Yep.
6 o'clock, something like that.
And, you know, he made one pass, got some data, went up for another pass, did a 9.
Clicks off a 9.59.
9.59.
Mid-9s!
That's fast.
Not even dipping the toes into the 9s.
He said, I'm in here.
Yeah.
I'm deep.
Yeah.
Back wheels in.
So, thankfully, over the winter, we did add a cage to that car because in the back of our minds, we knew it was going to do this. We just didn't expect it to fall together in 3 days. Yeah. And, you know, so that was super cool. And he went up to make another pass. Had
something
a transmission decoupling issue, that we believe.
Didn't cooperate.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't.
Yeah, like it didn't want to drive that day. And then, like, the next morning, he fired it up and we were like, oh.
Fired up and it's like, oh, this is perfectly fine. Why did you get mad, car?
So it'll be back, but, you know, now we got 2 9-second LTGs, and Matt's piloted both and tuned both, and it's been super easy breezy there. And...
Man, what a like, you know, that car has gone fast. It's gone 10-0. That's plenty quick.
Yeah.
But to come out the first race weekend.
Hey, you want a casual mid-9?
Just boop. Yeah.
Got it.
Like, we say it so casually, like, so nonchalant, but, like, dude, that's a fast
that's
car.
That's a fast car.
Yeah, like,
trapping what? 148 or 9 or something like that?
Yeah.
It was fast.
It was low 140s, and sorry, Matt, we're totally butching, like, your spotlight. But yeah. Matt, and that was our big thing, too, is we wanted to be the first LTG to trap 140.
Yep.
You know, that was kind of Matt's deal there, is he wanted that 140 time slip. So we secured that, which is super cool, and 140 mile in the quarter for a 2-liter is
that's fast.
Doing some stuff.
That is fast.
Yeah.
That is real fast.
Yeah, and like, obviously there's a lot of development and different things that have gone into this car. You know. But really, it was easy.
Yeah.
Like, we've set up the program where we know, and we'll get to what else we did that day, but
the fact
that he was able to roll in on Monday and say, hey, I want this ready to go, and it was ready to go, and we
were like, all right.
Yeah.
Speaking of what else we did that day with the LTG, and you know, what we developed is that Matt's ATS setup was nearly identical to what you have in your car,
down to
everything besides the turbo. And what'd your car do, Tyler?
Oh yeah, this is Mr. this is the juice right here, boys.
Mr. Almost full weight
casual
street car.
So, shout out to Jake Starr, one of our customer slash competitor slash, you know, guy who's in the community. He, well, shoot.
He got the hype going 3 months ago, probably.
Probably 4 or 5 months ago. He was making some posts, and I called him out, and I was like, hey, show up to Street Car Takeover in June in Michigan. And, you know, you say that.
Yeah.
And somebody's like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll be there. Man showed up.
He actually showed up.
He drove.
It's like a 5 hour drive?
Yeah. He drove from Iowa.
Iowa. So that's, so, you know, I will also agree with Ty on that one. Like, not many customers actually going to come out here and race. So we have gone many states over in the past to race many times over. And it's very rare that a customer will actually show up and come, because last time, actually, I called him out, but, you know.
Yeah.
And then,
so huge props to him for actually coming out. But basically, the battle was two different turbos. He's got his hybrid small frame turbo and then Z57. We went out earlier this year in the Camaro, clicked off an 11.2. Mm-hmm. First time the car had been to the track in 4 or 5 years.
With extra weight in it, full weight.
Yeah.
Tools in the back.
Yeah,
Tyler's spec.
Tyler's spec.
Yep. Yeah, off golf.
Off golf. Half cobalt in the back.
Friggin' trunk. Trunk full of Millers.
Standard Tyler's spec on the car.
So we show up to Street Car Takeover. We start doing the roll racing. The car's trapped in like 125 miles per hour in the rolls. Pretty spicy. Car was feeling
neck and neck good with a certain GTP.
It was a great race. So we're having fun. Friday night is when they close down the roll racing, and then they move into digs. And we go up there, and me and Jake race the first shot out, and the car runs like an 11.4. And I'm like,
but now, it ran that, but you were you physically ahead?
Yeah.
So the car was physically ahead, but it ran a slower time.
Yeah, so I got the wind light, we come back, and I'm like, man, that's kind of weird. That was partially my fault. I ran the car too low on gas.
Race stuff.
So we put some fuel in it, go back up to the line again, get a good launch. I was like, man, that felt great. Grab my time slip, and it's even slower, an 11.8. But it's still like 123 miles per hour, and I'm like,
what is
something's not making sense.
Yeah.
Something's not making sense. So we go back, and we're talking.
I know what you're about to say, but I'm not going to ruin it. This is a shout-out to how talented and smart the people that we are working with are.
Like,
somebody that knows this. And this is Matt Meekoff, guys.
And Steve Hickman.
So literally both, shout out to Matt and Steve.
Max support.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, up there with his phone recording.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Yeah, for a reason.
Not like, oh, this is going to be cool. Like, no, this is data, and we need to review
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
So. Rude.
Sorry, Mike.
So, you know, I it's a good launch, and I can feel it. And, you know, when you're drag racing, you can feel that something's running good. And then the slip says that my 60 foot's like a 2.4. That's right. Like walking off the line.
Yeah. Wait,
so
that's like cobalt on
street
tires.
Yeah,
that's
cobalt. Yeah, for sure.
And so there, Steve's watching the video, and he's looking over it, and he brings it back, and him and Matt are going back and forth.
Him and Matt.
And Matt's like, wait, stop, pause, okay, roll it back. Now go forward, like frame by frame, go forward. And he goes, watch the bulbs. He goes, on, off, on, off. Why do they go off twice?
Yep.
So what we figured out, the only thing that changed in between the last time and this time.
Oh, no.
Mr. Ryan Derrick.
I was like, Tyler, get this thing looking good.
We put a front lip on the car.
Put a front lip on his Camaro.
It was tripping the shit out of the beams.
Yeah.
Improperly.
See.
I was lining up on the front lip at the beams, not the tire.
Not the tire.
Because we put the skinnies on, which lowered the car, and the front lip was like...
Low.
It was pretty low.
So what was happening was, as I was building boost on the line, the car started to lift up. Well, it
starts his time.
Tripped the beams, starts the time. I go, so it was way off. I run the car back to the pits. Ryan whips the lip off. Go out next pass. Crack off a 10.8.
Just
it was really optimally doing 10.8. Like,
it was running
10.8
all day.
Times.
She's all like, day. Boys, I'm doing it.
I'm doing my job. Why are you not telling me I'm doing my
this,
job?
See, this just goes to show that fake low makes your car slower.
So, yeah.
Yes, but no. But no, but yes.
Yeah. So, cracked off a couple more 10-8s. The air was really good Friday night, mm-hmm. as it always is. So it didn't get any faster, but it ran 3 10-8s, another 10-9. Like, the car is just consistent. It's dialed. It is, it's perfect. Like, yeah. Like Bo said, I drive it to golf every Wednesday, mm-hmm. and then I can swap some tires on and take it to the track and run a 10.
Yeah.
So first streetcar. LTG in the 10s.
Yep.
And the only one.
Yep.
And my man over here is second 10-second platform car, because he piloted the Sonic to 10s 2 years ago. And I was like, let me just do the LTG.
And by the way, his daily driver Camaro is faster than the
Sonic. It is. 0.1. It is, and it's a lot easier to drive.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If you go back a couple podcasts ago about pick your weapon or pick your poison, I don't know, something. The right tool for the job.
Right tool for the job.
But, Sonic might not be the right tool for drag racing, by golly.
But legitimately, though, to kind of just dip in very quickly, this is literally the perfect thing that talks about it. The Camaro, like, when ZP set out, for some reason, Camaro guys separated themselves from the ATS guys. You know, it's the same platform and the same engine.
Yeah.
So that's why we're like, well, we got to run 9s in Camaro. We got to run 9s in the ATS. And so...
And we did.
And so for a fully street table car, it's faster than a lot of the LT1 cars.
Yeah.
We did on a four-cylinder car. And very easily, actually.
Yeah, and it's not like it requires trickery. You know, you don't need a watt box. This is stock PCM. This is...
Stock trans, yeah, stock converter.
Stock axles. Just throw a tire on it and it's good to go.
And it's a second faster than a ZL1.
Yeah.
I bet those guys are butter.
Yeah, there was definitely some boys mad that we had Grand Prix and four-cylinder Camaros going faster than their V8 cars.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
But standard ZZP style.
Yeah. Outside of that, Bo, run down what else we brought, what else we did.
Mm-hmm. You know, we had Zoom's car out there, obviously. Super happy with that. Best of 11.2 at 124, almost 125 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Which, that car hasn't been on the track in 2 years, and we just changed the tires and the oil, and that car ran really, really well.
Not
full kill mode. We were just getting up to just shake her down and see what she did.
Yeah, you know, it's just, it was, you know, it's, we got a pretty mild setup on it right now. It's been super consistent. The biggest thing that this year at Streetcar Takeover did was it reignited some of Zoom's passion in that car.
Yeah.
Which he has displayed greatly, which I couldn't be more thankful for in the end, honestly. And so we're going to be diving back into some Zoomer GTP things, because Zoom, for lack of better terms, wants it to go much, much faster.
Mm-hmm. And it can.
And it can. So
Zoom has this weird... Zoom has this
thing, boys. The will's there. It's up to me to find the way.
Yeah. Nope. None of the other new cars can beat his car. Otherwise, it's a thing. And so now the fact that Tyler's car and the Sonic have beat his car, he mad.
Okay.
But the biggest thing I'd say for Zoom's car being there is we had it on a 15 for the first time in 15 years.
And did it look good?
The dudes running the track are like, brother, you need more air in them tires. And I'm like, no, they're just right.
You don't worry about that.
Give us the wrinkle.
We did a 157 60 foot, no wheelie bar, just RZZP coilovers. So I was super happy with that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, trapping 124 next to Tyler's car was awesome on an M90. Yeah. And other than that, I have lost my train of thought. The Equalizer. Shouts to Alex. I told him, you know, this week I was like, hey, we're taking Zoom's car down there. We got the Equalizer on it. I really just want to please the crowd with this thing and put it on the rev limiter and make some passes. And I think it did exactly that. Anybody that was there
talk
that week.
Talk about a presence. Yeah.
It was really cool having all, you know, we had a couple livery cars out there. We had a couple others with the race team banner. And we had 6 or 7 cars just hot lapping all day. Yeah. And it was so cool to watch videos of my Camaro going down the track, and the announcer, when we get up there, he's like, shout out to ZZP for coming out. They brought a whole gaggle of cars.
Yeah, I think I ran Ryan's car like
back to back.
I ran Ryan's car like 4 or 5 times. Yeah. So like just like, boop.
I mean, yeah, but that's a Bo. Let me talk about the other cars before we get off the chair. Like, what other cars are we bringing? What happened?
We brought our maroon GTP. Mm-hmm. Ryan, our mechanic, piloted it.
We call it Grimace because it's purple.
Grimace?
Purple red.
Anyway, we if you've been following our 3800 page at all, we had all of our Valtrain parts in that. That was kind of our last hurrah before we pulled the Valtrain parts out. which all look great. So we'll be moving forward with some production on that. But got Ryan some seat time. That car went mid 12s on an XP cam.
And guys, there are two Ryans here. Me and
on a Gen 3. Our mechanic Chris Boltman took our all-wheel drive ATS out there. He ran some 12.0s in that.
Looking spicy on those RPF ones. Ooh, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. RPF one guys, I'm very big USDM JDM wheels on American cars. My business.
The car looks so good. I was so sad when we took those.
Wheels. I know.
Yeah, four door ATS on an 18x8.5 is just right.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes. Good wheels and tires.
Randy, so guys, Friday, Randy drove my car up there.
Some roll racing and wallpaper ATS.
Some roll racing with it. Yeah. It was his first time driving. He did very well. You know, yeah. I maybe got 2 or 3 more miles an hour. Maybe. But Randy did good. He tried 119.
Yeah, I literally drove to the shop, picked up Ryan's car, drove it there.
Yeah. Guys, people say, oh, roll racing is easy. It's not. Because you have to know a car and you have to know how to drive it. And my car is finicky to drive. Mm-hmm. It is. There is no way fans or anyone who drives are like, whoa, what is up with this car? It's like, you just got to get used to it.
Yeah. So it clutch, the shifter, you know. It's. Yeah.
I did have a couple compliments. A couple guys were like, man, that ATS you're driving, the auto is pretty quick. And I was like, oh, no, it's manual. And the guy was like,
what?
What?
Heck yeah.
Because that no lift shift, boy.
Yes,
boy.
Sir.
I just keep that
killer car no lift shift.
Bam. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. It is such a fun car to drive.
It is very fun.
And it's comfortable. It's got the V seats in it that are like, you know, real comfortable around the sides and everything.
Car's a good car. Per always, come see us next year at Street Car Takeover.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
We have a couple cars out there.
Yep. Yeah, we did that. We did, Tyler Spain and myself. We also did car show stuff because I didn't get a time for it because I knew I wasn't going to be able to race. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to, so I'll show up and just hang out and support. So we placed Snow Car, of course. Everyone loved it. Everyone loves ZZP cars. Got a trophy. We took home the top 10.
Yeah.
No, so China.
So did T-Spain.
Tyler Spain and Subaru, did. So we kind of just had wins.
Yeah.
Oh, we had two other customers with ATSs come out. Saturday. Kind of run some good times on that. I think
two all-wheel drive cars. Yep. Robert Binkowski.
Binkowski, I believe.
And his daughter, and both ZZP engines in those. That's his car is the fastest all-wheel drive, which runs like an 11.3.
Yeah,
which is pretty impressive.
Yeah,
which is pretty great. So it was really great to see everybody. Preston came out. There were a couple other customers that, of course, I'm going to forget their name. But we love to see it. We love to have you guys out there. We're not going to make it to the July Streetcar Takeover in Indy, but hopefully they do what they did last year and do a late year in Indy. Because last year we went with the Sonic, I think it was September or October or something like that.
Yeah.
But I really hope they put that on again because we could get a couple more cars ready and go out there and see that and lay down another 10 at another track. Just saying.
Could be fun.
Easy
deal. We were talking about Streetcar Takeover. We're trying to do some other events, but you know, who kind of knows what's going on with that? What about some R&D stuff? You know, we have multiple. You guys are part of the R&D stuff.
I don't have enough time. I don't know. Talk about everything. But.
So that's why at least I'll put my two cents. We're getting some new 3D printers very soon.
We are.
That is really cool.
Yeah, we are getting 3D printers. Me and Randy kind of have the RD printer. I do a lot of the stuff, and he helps me troubleshoot if I need some help with that, and he's very instrumental in that. So we're a team with it, and I've been doing a lot of 3D prints. We're making Tesla lowering links, I'm 3D printing, so I'm getting those on the website.
Yeah.
So we're getting some more parts over Teslas. You know, we're 3D printing, testing all sorts of parts. We're working on like LSJ cam.
I mean, across the whole spectrum. That's I think some people don't understand, and especially in the 3800 pages, people are like, oh, you don't pay attention to the 3800 anymore. But
what the? No.
We have so many projects going at all times across all platforms that it would be impossible to recap. But
an impromptu meeting Tuesday of in the office, Zoom, and all of us trying to name this new part that we're talking about.
Yeah. It's not too much of a secret. I mean, as far as 3800 stuff goes, we got some throttle body stuff in the works. We got some intercooler stuff in the works. We got valve train, lifter trays, tensioners, cam bolts,
I mean, stuff that what's really important is stuff that's been discontinued.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing.
That we want
a lot
to keep
lately
that platform alive.
We see a lot of our OE drop in availability of parts for these cars, so we're just stepping in and carrying these cars through the next you know, 10, 20 years, just like we have in the past 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
Of, you know, being able to keep modding, being able to keep turn wrenches, being able to keep enjoying these cars because they're still out there.
And there's nothing, worse than you're getting into, say you're getting into a cam build and your lifter trays are all blown out.
Yeah.
You can't go online. You can't buy them.
Yeah,
you got to either find somebody who somehow has some new old stock.
Yep.
But we're gonna remedy that.
We're coming, and we're doing some new build series on that Ryan's fired up this week on Road to what is it called?
Road to Horsepower.
Road to Horsepower.
So be tuned for that. But as far as R&D goes. Lots of turbo development for
all the platforms.
All the platforms.
I love it.
You know, we're still tinkering on slingshot stuff a ton in the background. Some lots of LNF stuff, ATSV stuff,
everything.
We got some cool 1.4 stuff.
It just really
Angelo, those are already on the website, brother.
It just really takes a lot of time to run these things through the paces, finalize stuff, and ultimately get it into your hands. It doesn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's a good point, Bo. And I think you guys especially know. So a lot of people think, just make porn, put it out there. Yeah, no, that's not how it works. A very, very, and so I'm going to talk about it publicly with our customer because we're so close to it. Our 300 poly engine and transmount. I get asked questions about that weekly, multiple times weekly. Yeah. You have a test of the engine mount on your desk, and we've been testing a trans mount in many cars.
That's a pretty good example. That engine trans and poly mount thing has been being revised for probably going on 2 years now. And it's not for the fact that we don't want it in your hands. It's the fact that when it gets in your hands, we want it the best that it can possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
And reliable, and so it isn't breaking.
Yeah. We're considering densities and height changes and bolt fitment and the whole deal. And we got to put it in a car and make sure it works and yada, yada. And then right down to Zoom, we get it all finalized. And he's like, well, I want it lighter. And so, because Zoom's buckled down on the weight thing lately, which is what built ZZP back in the day.
Yeah, it really did. Mm-hmm.
And so, it's gone to the point where we can't even create a part without it being lighter than what came off the car. So you throw that into the mix and, there's a lot of, unfortunately, we're very thorough and that takes time. To develop. And, I think being install bay manager and fleet manager, that's one thing I've stressed greatly on too, is guys are pushing, customers are banging on my door telling me they want it. Guys in the ordering team are banging on my door telling me let's go. And I'm like, we got to take our time on it.
Need more time.
Because in the end, guys, it helps you guys out so that you're not emailing, hey, my part broke. I need a warranty on this.
Just like Tyler's car, it's got a killer, what I would believe killer, the best catch can system on the market right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been on there for a couple months. Mm-hmm. And could we have probably whipped it together in 3 weeks? Sure, but we're going to take our time and make sure it's exactly what we need.
Yeah. Brett, I'm glad to hear that you're picking up a Z04. Pretty sure that was you that I was talking about. He autocrosses his Sonic. He's got the whole gamut. You're going to be super happy with that.
This is kind of
completely changed the car.
This is kind of the point in our season where we'd love to do a lot of events. We really would. We'd love to keep drag racing all year, right? But we hit Street Car Takeover. We hammer it hard. We'll drag race in the fall. But between now and fall, we're going to turn some corners. We got our Tail of the Dragon trip coming up. And we're going to catch basically every autocross in between that we can here in Michigan that's worthwhile.
Yeah, I know Noah's planning on going to the Grand Valley autocross next weekend. I don't think I'm going to make that one. I think it'll be up north. But, turning corners.
I'm ready for some corners. Our favorite event, Berlin Raceway, they cut their spectator drag autocross. And Sarah just sent me a memory of 2 years ago.
Yep.
And last year. But,
Hey,
maybe one day we'll have a ZZP autocross.
Yeah, Joe P. He says hopefully the throttle body for a Gen 5 L32 cars. I see this a lot, but I don't know why. Guys, you realize your throttle body is huge.
Yeah, that's
L32 throttle body is big.
Yeah, we've made 400 horsepower through that throttle body many times. The problem is it's drive by wire, and if for us to manufacture something that's going to be a little bit of an upgrade and still bolt on, it's going to be extremely pricey.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's no direct bolt. Like, if we could bolt on an LS3 throttle body or something, but we can't do that.
Yeah. But just everybody, so don't be stuck on, like, it's already, like, that big. You don't need this big, you know, something that's bigger
it's
than the
It's a huge throttle body.
The L32 throttle body is big.
It dwarfs the LS4.
And it's just unfortunate that it's drive-by-wire.
Yeah.
It limitates what we can do in the aftermarket.
Nah, going to the future. DI, drive-by-wire, everything, let's go.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just bought my first DI car. I don't know.
It's gonna be your fastest one.
Probably.
Yeah, but sometimes
no.
The slowest car is the most fun.
I will say the Sonic does put the biggest smile on my face.
I've been driving the blue car the last couple days, and talk about ready to turn some corners. That car is freaking dialed.
Yeah.
And
you're right.
I hit up. What is that? O'Brien Street, the one that if you're going up Wilson and then you take a left and it zooms. I was ripping that the other day, making all of 8 PSI. It was great. Shifting at 75.
The smiles per gallon do win. 100%.
It does.
Power is not everything.
Making 8 PSI through some type of valve that's on an M62 that might
be
a little bit of an upgrade.
Yeah, that's
we
another
got,
thing.
We do got some killer valves coming down the road Eaton guys. Otherwise we're just getting really settled into the building this summer.
Yeah. That's a whole thing.
Shop.
I just called you shop. What the heck?
Who are you?
Big M just made a killer video.
Yeah. Walking you through the shop. We got our new warehouse, we got our new dyno.
Yeah, Michigan Sandwich is just something like he was evidently all peeped what you were working on the computer screen. Oh,
yeah,
that's got some. We did some testing on that. That's the
problem. It's a perfect example. The HB3, HB4, HB5, HB47,000.
We're gonna call it an HBR.
We keep making this HV project, and then like we put it in a vehicle, and it does better. And then like we tweak some stuff, and it does better. And then like I put it in a car, and I'm like, well, Randy, it did this, which I've never seen before. so we're gonna have to investigate. So rather than just building you guys an HV that is the same as what we used to sell, we're just really wrenching down on making the best possible version of itself that we can offer you guys.
Wait. You're saying that we care about the cars we work on and we try to make the best part possible? We support our community?
Well, you know, something like this HV, when this HV comes out, this is probably, unfortunately, the last HV insert that's ever going to see the 3800.
Yeah.
So why not take an extra year to test the balls off of it and make sure it's perfect?
Yep.
That's right.
And I've seen some things in the scans that I've been looking for in all other places. Apparently it's
like
some turbulence in an intake manifold.
You guys think we do like 1, 2, 3 iterations of something? I showed you the stack.
I dynoed 5 of those
before I
in
was
a
here.
Day before.
So like,
I'm a revision 34 of printing on an LSJ cam cover.
Yeah,
I'm 34 revisions I printed and messed up and had to go back to the printer and want to throw the printer across the room.
Not the whole cam cover, a cam end plate. We don't want people thinking
we're
making some billet.
Sorry, yes. The cam
I will.
That would
be cool. Yeah, but like the HV4 HV thing is like, but was like, yeah, Randy, it's doing this thing. And I was like, do you want it to do more or less of that?
Do you want more of the thing or less of the thing?
What it did was extreme. The latest revision, we're like, all right, this is good. And it extremely smoothed the MAF frequency.
Yeah. Which is that's
which is
such a
problem that I've dealt with on a lot of turbo cars is smooth MAF frequencies. And then it's doing it on a naturally aspirated car. And I'm like, wow, we got to get this in some turbo applications. But, you know, then the testing just rolls. And unfortunately, you know, we're working on it. We're working on it. That's all
I
can say.
I'm just not good at dumping parts and being like, that's good enough. I'm the worst person with that. Good enough is not good enough when it comes to our parts.
Yeah, and that's, you know, going back to this manifold.
Do you know how many times this manifold was on and off of a vehicle?
too many times.
This specific manifold, not this specific one, but this design was A/B tested on 2 different vehicles with 2 different turbos. So my guys, Chris and Ryan, bolted and unbolted this at least 8 times.
Yeah.
And we dynoed it all 8 revisions. It's like...
Yeah. We wish testing went quicker. We really do.
But it does move quickly. I mean, we do that. We do, let's say we do 1 a week. That's 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So yeah. it's tough.
So guys, too again, I really want to hammer home the kind of what Bo is talking about. Like, everyone thinks, oh, we get here, let's just test parts all day. So this is in between us getting emails, trying to help you guys out. Oh, Bo having customers come in, yeah. doing customer builds. Yeah. Bo in R&D meetings. Bo getting yelled at by Matt, by Tim, by the other people, by me. Hey, get this car in, get this car in, get this car in. I need my car in. Like, this is...
It's tough sometimes.
Yes.
Like,
the biggest thing that I love about Mike's recap video, what's the name of that video, Mike? The building walkthrough? Or... ZZP shop tour. If you check Please our YouTube it, page, it's like two. Video. It's two videos back. I've gotten a lot of comments on that, even out in the wild. People are like, "Hey, I saw your shop video. That's awesome." And the biggest thing I want you to take home from that is it wasn't staged nearly at all.
No.
Mike walked through the building, and that is how busy every individual is in this place to a T. Right down to Mike starts in the front of the building, walks through. I'm talking to a customer. He walks through the rest of the building. People are working. All the way to the back where he opens up the door and Matt Meekoff and Alex are dynamiting a car.
Not staged at all.
No.
Mike goes, yeah, it was awesome. I was in the warehouse and I heard a car and I was like, oh something's on the dyno. Just opens the door and there it is.
Like the amount of moving components in this facility is just crazy. And then, you know,
if you had an overhead view and could watch it full all day.
Circle.
Our bing bong around.
Our good customer John Kennedy came up from Tennessee today to dial in his half mile L&F, and you know he pulls in. He's like, goodness, this facility looks like a completely new building.
Oh yeah.
He's like, you know, I thought everybody on Facebook said ZZP was going under, and I'm like, you know, well, I was like, it's funny what the keyboard warriors think when they never actually see it.
They don't see it. ZZP's going downhill. So, ZZP's going under. What do you mean?
We unload his car and we're talking about everything, talking over the plans, and you know I'm like, hey, bring some stuff inside. I'm like, hey, here's the new shop. You know, this is kind of how we're operating now. Here's the warehouse. Here's the dyno, and I'm like, it's really cool because I'm like, you hear that? That's Tyler across the street right now making pulls on our old dyno in the other warehouse. I was like, open this door. Hey, this is Tim right here making pulls on this dyno. Yeah. Like, we are operating at such a high capacity at all times that, you know, as far as it comes down to an HP4 insert.
It's again, guys, we have to try to find stuff and just think that's one part for one platform. We have seven platforms.
We're trying.
Yeah. But guys, too, I believe our vice president, Kyla, said earlier today, our number one resource, we have two resources that we never have enough of. Number one is time. Number two is space.
Yep.
Like,
absolutely.
Guys, there is never enough time. Even when, like, my emails are getting low, I'm like, all right, when I can get back on some 3D printing stuff, I start to take apart this other one to free up some other stuff. And then someone pulls me here, and then customers at the front window, and I got to pull parts here.
That's a great point. I would say every employee here is under that same
circle. Yeah. It doesn't matter who it is.
And that's part of, like, what makes this work so well is so many of us have hands in all different areas. But, like, same thing. I sit there, and I might have an entire day that's only remote tuning. And then I got to think, okay, well, I got to do some product photos. And then Bo's like, hey, you got to dyno this car. Mm-hmm. And you're just bouncing back and forth. And at the same time, I'm like, oh, I got some clutch stuff to do, you know, like R&D. So you're picking your battles on what's the most important.
Time management is huge.
Like just this week.
You could split all of us into two, and it still probably wouldn't be enough.
No, I did a bunch of design work, going through Fusion. And Craig came in and was like, hey, like, if anybody could spare just a few minutes in kitting, we can't sell parts if we don't have parts kitted and ready to go. And I was like, well, I'm going to go over there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Did that for a couple hours. Today I ran the CNC for a bit. Like, if you're sitting here doing nothing, it's a you problem, not a...
I remember a specific moment. This was probably 2 years ago now where I'm running around doing the install bay, doing the thing, you guys are talking about, just overwhelmed. And, we used to have this 3 o'clock stretch moment where we used to do some stretches and yoga for 10 minutes at 3 o'clock. And Zoom, one time I'm walking through the office, Zoom's like, Bo, why aren't you stretching? And I'm like, I don't have time. And he looks at me, he goes, if you don't have time for this, you're not managing your time well enough. And time management is key.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, managing all that is just, you really got to develop the skill, and once you develop the skill, we all just become that much more efficient.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's right down to, like, the other day, Ryan, just yesterday, Ryan's installing an LF3, LF4 fuel cam in a CTS in the shop. And he pulls, you know, and this is me being very transparent. He pulls it out, and it's got some rust marks on it. He goes, "Bo, like, you know, it's this fuel cam's rusty. I'm like, what's going on?" And I'm like, "Well, these are OEM cams. We literally just pressed the fuel pump lobe on. We just pressed the reluctor on. We just built and kitted these literally less than 2 weeks ago. And for whatever reason, when we put them in the box, they got some surface rust on them. So now, instead of Ryan having to clean this single fuel cam that he's going to install the engine, which is just light surface rust, but it's not something we want you to see when you open the box, obviously.
That's not a feeling that is good for the customer. Yeah.
So now Ryan has to install this fuel cam and valve springs in a CTS, but I also dump 18 more LF4 cams off, and I say, clean them all.
I saw them.
There was a car.
And Ryan's like, I'm a machinist now.
Yeah.
But, like, that's what we're about. Guys who can do their job and absorb everything else on top and keep moving forward.
Yep. Just pile it on.
So if you buy an L3, L4 fuel cam, thank Ryan. Hand polished, hand cleaned, hand oiled. We got a whole new process that we're moving forward with. You know, just we're learning every day. And, you know, it's crazy because the cams come in this special wax paper deal that, you know, the whole deal, but like they're on the shelf 2 weeks and form some surface rust, which we've seen from comp before too. It's a struggle. So we got a new process that's going to be ironed out, but
that's true.
I'm going to cut you off there. Cause we got a little over 10 minutes. But I want to talk about, you know, up to this point this year, customer cars, because we get a lot of cars in and out of the shop. And some of them really stand out. Some of them are special, whether it be it looks cool or the owner's great or...
They make a lot of power.
Yeah, they make a lot of power, whatever it might be.
And let's go platform by platform.
I really just want to start today with Matt. I'm going to butcher your last name. Janikowski or something like that.
Jankowski's.
He brought us his 257 LSJ. We built it back in 2018. Full build, you know, did the boost reference system, 257.
I don't mean to cut you off, but it's not full build. It's basically the opposite.
It's a bolt-on.
It's a 257 full swap LSJ on a stock engine with a boost reference fuel system.
Yeah. So he brings us the car. It's a beautiful silver LSJ. You know, Bo brings it in, and he's like, hey, the guy's wondering about a head gasket leak possibly, but it's got a misfire. So we diagnose the misfire. We upgrade him to stage 2 turbo cams. We get the car all sorted. It's ready to go. The first time I drove the car, other than the misfire, I was like, oh, this is a good car. Like, you just drive one, you're like, oh, this is, this is good. It's a healthy stock engine. The magic hasn't been let out yet. And, so we get the turbo cams in it, and I take it, you know, do a couple data logs, get the fuel trims dialed in, and he's like, all right, it's ready for the dyno. We throw it on the dyno. This thing...
Made over what?
A 93 octane, 257, stock long block, well, stock short block, stage 2 turbo cams, made 425 wheel horsepower on 93 and only 21 pounds. Like,
that's not even
this. There's nothing better than getting a car on the dyno and everything is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can just like, let me twist the knob.
Yeah. Keep on going up. But and, see, that's one of the great cars. The car is well maintained. Unfortunately, he didn't drive for a long time, so he didn't know what was wrong with it. But then he brought it back to us. We figured out very quickly, and then we got the car. It's going to be better than he's ever had it ever in his life before.
We're going to be able to ship this back to I think he's a local
guy. He's a local guy, yeah.
And he's going to love this thing. Oh, yeah. It's going to be amazing. A blast, and he's got opportunities to upgrade in different areas if he wants to make more power. Mm-hmm. But
we could have made 500 wheel on the dyno today, but it's got an F35 in it. So
And a stock bottom end.
Stock bottom end, I'm not too worried about.
I'm just saying. If it was mine or Tyler's car, we would have made 500.
It would have made. But I was It's
it's
I would not recommend keeping it at 500
wheel.
Well,
it runs. I'm
yeah, but yeah, that it was one of those cars where I was like, Bo, I could turn this to 12 and this it will take it. Yep. And it's a good yeah. So great car.
I'd like to say though, I think we're at a point where 9 out of 10 cars we put together are like that.
Oh, absolutely. And it's something that I tried, you know, I can't directly say to whomever I might be remote tuning. You know, they put their car together and we got to work on some things. Mm-hmm. But it's shocking the cars that we build, that we touch from bottom to top. You know, we make sure all the bolts are turned. We make sure that all the vacuum lines are hooked up right. And they just work. Mm-hmm. And they keep going and they work. And it was the same thing with Arturo's car. That might have been late last year. Might have been like November of 23, but it could have been into 24. Close enough. But that was another car that, like, just top to bottom, he trusted us to do everything. Mm-hmm. He said, give me a 500-wheel Saturn Ion. And Bo's like, yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah.
No problem. We put it together.
He's like, here you go. Dyno. He goes, let's do it. And I said, okay. That's what's cool about Matt's car today that Tyler's talking about is Matt 100% dropped the car off, says it needs a head gasket. And I'm like, all right, here's your estimate for a head gasket.
But it's not going to be
a head gasket. Here's your estimate for what I want to do. Let's put some diag into the vehicle and figure out what's going on. And we got down into it and determined it wasn't a head gasket. Determined what it needed. We ended up saving about half of what he wanted to spend.
Yeah.
And gave him more than what he expected. So, you know, and that's what we're here for.
What a better outcome to think, okay, I got X amount of dollars set aside. I'm going to bring my car to the shop. They're going to fix it. It's going to run good. And then,
hey, your car's whoever, fine. Yeah. You're making 100 more horsepower.
Yeah.
More
whoever sends back your estimate is like, hey, it's going to cost you half as much.
Do you want to do the stage 2 cams?
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, well, yeah, yeah, I already had it set aside.
The money's fake already. It's gone.
And so I made over 100 wheel more than it made in 2018.
Yeah. And so we've had a good Ecotec in here. We've had some pretty good LTGs.
We've had some great LTGs.
All the LTGs, man. Yeah,
TJ Malakip.
I'm gonna say, I think the shiny. Yeah, he's in here.
Yeah,
he's right there.
He's in there.
Like TJ's car came and it's going through a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Well, TJ's the common case of let's do this, let's do this. Oh my gosh, we got a full monster on our hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know, and TJ's not even done yet, but you know, and perfect example of customer cars is TJ car came back. We were updating some things. He wanted to do the aux kit. I'm like, sure, let's get the aux kit on the car. I drive it home. We're communicating a little bit. He's like, I want to do the cat back. And I'm catching the vibe that TJ wants, while it's here, he wants to make a little bang for his buck. And yep. I'm like, sure,
so,
dude.
I apologize because TJ was messaging me and asking me about some specifics about the cat back. So I was like, yeah.
I was straight up with him. I said, you know what? In my situation, the best thing I can do is treat your car as if it were mine, and here's what I would do next. Mm-hmm. And that is not a catback. For TJ's example, that was, let's put a 327 diff in the car.
Yeah.
Whoo,
and let's put this 430 wheel to the ground real well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
guys, this is actually a pretty new thing. It kind of shows, once again, the versatility that with different kind of cars you see. TJ's car is the only car that we've seen come in with his diff. Because it is not a diff that comes in the LTG.
286 rear end and an ATS. Matt said he's tuned a couple. We personally haven't dealt with them a ton. Matt makes it sound like they're kind of common, but definitely not a good gear ratio for a big turbo stage 3 cam 2-liter LTG in a 3,400-pound Cadillac. I'll tell you that. Yeah. If you had a 286 gear in a 3,800, that is a grandma's naturally aspirated Bonneville. You can throw it out the trash.
Yeah.
So when TJ had, granted the trans is different, but you know, still to anything below a 3.0 gear ratio is not well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we had a 327 in the shop. We put it in the car and it's better. It's way better.
Way better. Oh. Way yeah. better.
TJ, you're gonna love it.
You're gonna be like, oh my God, why is my car different?
Oh, it completely changed.
And you know, we worked through some other issues. We had a OEM ZL1 pump not act cooperating well.
Interesting.
Fix that. You know, the biggest thing I stress to all of our install customers is we're here to work with you. If you're here to work with us, and the biggest thing you can do is just get the car here and let us figure it out.
Yep.
You know, and yeah, installing customer cars have been great this year. We've had a couple of killer 3800s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That 40th NIC cam build, Tom Neustadt's Monte Carlo.
I think that is your favorite car.
I want a Monte Carlo.
What about that ATS-V we built in 4 days before Streetcar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Guys, this is a fun one. So we had a customer with a coupe, 17 car or 16 car?
It was a 16 car. Two-door, yeah. Hardtop. Two-door drove hardtop, up from Tennessee.
Drove from Tennessee the same week. He was like, hey, if you guys get it done in time, I'll come to Streetcar Takeover with you and hang out on like the show or something.
Yeah, you know what? He emailed me the Monday after Streetcar. You know why he didn't make it? He pulled out of here. He was bombing around, got a flat tire.
Oh.
And he's like, by the time I got my flat tire fixed, dang. I was just over feeling it, stressed and decided to grab a room and whatever. But
yeah,
he comes up, drives up for Tennessee. We did a full 93 octane ATS-Vs have kind of been our thing this year.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we've done more than
three of them? Four of them?
Four or five. Like, fuel cam, 93 octane, full bolt-ons. Oh, they make, like, 550 wheel, and you just run 93 octane in the thing, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool.
Which is insane that a 93 car needs the fuel cam.
Yeah.
The like stock ATS-V needs the fuel cam.
That's how under, like, that's probably why GM stopped at 455 horsepower, well, or whatever they
on
claim.
The dyno, they only make like 390 to 410.
Yeah, yeah. But they're out of fuel system. Yeah. Immediately.
Yeah.
So the fuel cam, throw that in.
The thing is, if you're working with us, I'll install the fuel cam for $800. Mm-hmm. And the fuel cam's $399. So
yep. $1,100 seems good.
So fuel cam, we got all the 93 octane power we need, intakes, downpipes, cat back, you know, and I'm not going to name drop, but the recent guy with the coupe, he was super awesome. He was like, what do I do with these parts? And I was like, well, we're going to have the cat back down. The trailing arms and the rear sway bar is right there, and those are killer. He's like, let's do it. And, you know, it's really fun working on the ATS-Vs because we love ATS-Vs and the power they make.
Easy power.
Low mile, clean cars. And mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
no rust. They're purpose built race cars.
You get a rocket ship with bolt horns on those cars. Like you ain't got nothing. Oh, big 500-600 horsepower on those cars.
I mean, yeah, and it's so cool that he can drop it off on a Monday, pick it up on a Thursday, and he's up 150 wheel.
Yeah.
And he's got a valved cat-back system, fresh alignment, like tuned up.
That is the daily.
That's more than I would ever imagine.
You want to go be have a day that's comfortable? There you go. You want to go gap pretty much everything you're going to run up on? That's your same car. You want to go to a car show? That's still your same car. Yeah. Oh, look. You got the car.
Yeah. You got everything. It's the ATS-V is, I mean, obviously it's out of reach for a lot of people when it comes to budget in the initial purchase price. But for the dollar that you spend for the gains is pretty much like L&F level.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of, I mean, just a intake downpipes tune, like stage one kit.
We're picking up 100 wheel.
Whole new car.
Yeah.
Insane. So, yeah, if you can afford an ATS-V.
Yeah, we actually...
Or a CTS-V Sport.
Yeah. And the LTG installs are really good. You know, I'm really feeling comfortable about where we're sitting at with our short block program for the LTG.
Yeah.
And just this year, I stepped up our what we're doing to the cylinder heads and got a little deeper into the recon stuff on cylinder heads, and I'm feeling really good about that. We just learned some timing chain stuff this week. So we're going to be implementing some green guide stuff into the timing chains. Mm-hmm. If you're coming here, you're probably going to get a new GM timing chain and our green guides.
Green the world.
Green.
Going green. ZZP going green, boys. And, you know, I'll wrap up on this one, but we did a customer of ours brought in, he bought a blown up 16 LTG from a friend.
Mm-hmm.
He totally dropped it off. Never driven the car in his life. He says, I want to fix it. I want to do full bolt-ons. My only requirement is the stock turbo. I want a stock turbo.
Okay.
And I was like, well, we can definitely do that. So, you know, we did the full 4-inch long block, stage 2 cams, all the bolt-on stage one kit, stage two kit. He says, I'm going to take it home. I'm going to put some wheels and tires on the car. I'm going to enjoy it. He had it home for 7 days and emailed me. He goes,
I need the bigger turbo.
He goes,
give me the big one.
He goes, I need the big one, and I need the aux kit. And I said, yes, you do.
Say, you do.
Say, so we're gonna
need it by tonight.
That's basically what he said, too. Yeah. And I was like, well.
You got a heavy foot.
Your boys took the pieces.
You know, here I am. I'm like, I really wanted to do it while it was here, brother. Like, this would have been easier on you and me, but like, we'll do it twice, whatever.
Yeah.
So he's coming back, and you know, it's addicting. You know, you get these cars and these parts working, and
when they just work, it's so hard not to be like, well, let me just turn that knob.
We call that butt horsepower power creep.
Yep.
Because you get something, man, it's a great car. It's great. Why is it slow?
Oh,
I'm beating all this stuff. Well,
might as well.
Might as well when you're in there.
Give me some more.
Classic while you're in there.
And you know, he was looking at some other turbos that were around the $2,400 mark. And I'm like, dude, you're spending $2,400. We can get you a 7163 like right now. Yeah. And this is going to be an 11-second caddy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Easy mode.
So, and he's like, 11s. I used to drag race back in the day, and I had, you know, this and that ran 11s. I'm like, well, this is going to do it, and it'll get you to work.
Yep.
And every day. AC and cruise control.
And CarPlay. And CarPlay. Like, you know, all that.
All that stuff.
So we're at 5. I want to just grab on one more topic before we depart here.
For another one.
Mm-hmm. Our LE2 development.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's hot and heavy LE2, in the background, gosh, for sure.
Guys. LE2 is a second-gen Chevy Cruze. We didn't ignore it. We just didn't have one here for a while.
Now we have three.
Now we have three. We have a manual. We have
two. No, wait, I'm sorry. We have four.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
We have a sedan. We have two sedans, a manual. We have the auto sedan, the manual sedan, and two orange hatchbacks.
Yep. So now we have four in the shop, which means we are in it. We are here for it. We already have... We started working on this car a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and we already have a production larger turbo in the works. Yep. It's things are getting cast. It's going to be ready. That timeline in itself, outside of all the other products, is insane.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a cold air intake. We have a downpipe. We have a midpipe. We have a catback. We have an intercooler kit. We got a flex fuel kit.
Mm-hmm.
That intercooler kit literally went through everyone at this table. I printed the intakes for that multiple times. I printed the airbox for it multiple times.
Scanned, 3D printed, made models, got things cast, got things bent.
Put in the install bay on the cars, driven.
Do an install video.
Install videos.
Like, it's such a departure because we are so... focused in that, and that's what's really awesome. And you know, Matt just said it yesterday. He's like, when we go all in on this engine, on this platform, it's going to be faster than the first gen 1.4s.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
easily.
Mm-hmm. And it's
a killer engine right off the bat.
A year in.
Yep.
Direct injection goodness, boys.
That one is moving along surprisingly well.
So,
and we get that. We get that a lot. Like, the, you know, maybe call it the LTG or the 3800 at these phases, you're kind of knocking down a lot of barriers, and you're working, and you feel like you're spinning your tires a little bit on development. And then you just pick up something like the Gen 2 LE2, and it's just like bang, 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 and like this engine is happy.
And we've applied everything that we've learned over the various platforms.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah,
like maybe our development process is just getting more dialed.
We're dialing in the development process a little bit.
I just drove the manual Gen 2 home tonight. I treated it nice because Snow Car stayed here overnight. I put it in the garage.
Oh, wow.
It was like the night. That's the nice that car's probably ever been treated.
I drove it at the beginning of the week and I did not.
But I'm like, okay, you know, it's very commuter car stuff like that. But then I kind of got it. I'm like, this is surprising.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Stock for stock, tune for tune, it is definitely faster than a Gen 1 car.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you like, stock if you take a stock Cruze, a Gen 1 to Gen 2, you put just a tune on and like a wastegate, the Gen 2 is gapping that thing.
Well, that's what I love is. You guys are like, hey, I need to drive a car home tonight. and I purposely put you in that gen 2 like for these reasons.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that when somebody calls and Ryan will be like, I know all about this car. I've driven this car.
It's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got big turbo in the works. We got valve springs. We got cams. We've got like the whole catalog is just
developing,
falling into place. Mm-hmm. And it's so great that we've been able to take everything that we've learned on all the other platforms. And it's kind of like a baby LTG.
It is just like a baby LTG. Yeah. You take the but front cover off. But it doesn't blow up.
And you're like,
yeah.
You took the front cover off and you're like,
that's the same.
Did you times just, by 0.7?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This is.
They put it into Photoshop and they went.
Yeah, they just dropped it down 30%.
It's a little baby guy. And then, you know, what's awesome too is how reliable it's been. The fuel system's gone mm-hmm. far. Tim's tuning a ton of them, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
always talking about.
It is insane.
The wastegate seems to be a super killer mod.
Big yeah. mod on that car.
That's coming.
Huge. Mm-hmm. We already have a few test ones out there. The only main one is on there now. It's amazing. We can run 485 on a stock fuel system.
That's nutty.
That's pretty silly.
That's like no other platform car we have.
And not even stock fuels, or not even stock turbo. We've taken big turbo stock fuel system, fully E85, mm-hmm.
yep.
which is phenomenal. We've
basically made well over 200 wheel on stock fuel system with E85.
Yeah. No meth, no
which what in tarnation
rigmarole, you know, but. Yeah, so
3800 can't even do that.
Yeah, that's a killer platform.
Mike, I'm gonna need a sound bite of that. 3800 can't even do that.
I'll be honest. You put E85 in a stock fuel system. 3800 is not gonna make over 200 wheels.
And the fuel pump goes.
You don't got no pressure no more.
Yeah.
DI the world.
Yeah, yeah. I will give it to Ryan on this.
Here we go. The future is here, boys.
But I'm super pumped about that platform. Yeah. I'm excited for our customers to start buying them. Preston has one now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got suspension mods. We got brake mods. We got everything.
The best
and
thing
we got
about,
more coming up.
The best thing about that Gen 2 is it's much more refined. You feel like you're in a nicer car because it is a nicer car.
It's better. Way better.
Yep.
Wait, what? Interior is a little better. What?
Than the first Gen cars.
Dude, I like the interior more. I mean,
you drive Steve's Premier home and you drive Yeti home.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
big difference.
I did drive the base model Gen, the main.
Yeah,
Gen
that
home.
That one's rental car spec.
Yeah, like I'm
so,
like.
I don't think it's that bad still. I mean, if you get over the cloth.
I think the gauge cluster stuff's a little boring. But either way,
yeah.
that's not stuff mods can't fix.
Yeah, that's the thing for me. The gauge cluster and the Gen 2 just doesn't.
Yeah,
give Hertz. Me fizzly bits.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Fair. Oh, that's fair. I understand
got,
that.
Got a Hertz car today.
But
oh,
I can
okay.
plug my iPhone in and have the music come.
That's true.
That's
all I need.
That is the important part.
That's
right
all
there,
I need.
Yep.
All right.
Anywho.
So what are we?
We are 508.
508. Dang.
I know you want to keep
it's
going.
It's actually called the ZZP 2 Power Hour. We're
doing
Power 2 Hour.
We want to get going on way many more things, but I've got a dinner date to get to tonight, so I'm
it's your anniversary.
It is. Yeah.
It's not. Me and Tyler are going out.
Yeah, we're going to Bodie's or something.
We're going to Bodie's. Yeah.
I thought it was. You're lying to me. You're lying to me. Don't lie to me. Either. Don't put me out.
All right, I'll start with you, Ryan. What you doing this week?
Man, I got for Father's Day. I got a surface washer, Ooh. And I really, really want to use it and clean some stuff out.
Nothing better than power washing some things,
big
dude.
Dad
Just,
things.
I really want to. Like, if it's nice it's weekend, so stuff's getting.
Are you gonna, flip snowballed over and wash your?
Nope. If I had to, then get it.
Just get a rotisserie in the
Just
garage.
Get, oh.
Just flip
Woo! Don't tempt me. Yeah, so nothing big plans. We got kind of want to do some house stuff, lame stuff really, but I found out today that my license plate light bulb, the wire came out, is hanging underneath the car right now. I'm like, yeah, that sucks to get to, so I'm gonna try to figure that out this weekend. And
it's
get
pretty
that
easy. It's two Torx, and then you reach up in there, and then you grab it, and then
really
you put
easy.
It back
well,
in.
Well, yeah, no, it's just no, that's part still in there. It's just the bulb in the thing. It's
oh,
there. It's just I'm getting it. It's gonna be. I gotta have to play.
Well,
it's
because,
to be,
oh, you don't have to take a
big
plate.
Diffuser
just give me
too, back there. So.
Little small hands.
Oh yeah,
there.
Take baby hands.
Yeah.
Out there.
Well, you gotta go to your anniversary, so you're not gonna be useful for that. Yeah,
she'll understand.
Monday.
Anyway.
Deal.
Why are you late? Anyway. I was putting a plate light in the snowball.
yeah, pretty much.
Randy, what about you? Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. No, that's it. I'm doing that. And just
I'm gonna try to do as little as possible. Just because the last weekends have been so stinking full. I don't know, just garage cleanup stuff. Probably play a little Sim stuff. Play online with Paul a little bit. sounds fun. You know, I'll just try to chill out for a weekend would be cool. Oh, yeah. I don't know if it'll actually happen.
I will say, if I do get the license plate light on, too, and I'm trying to call people because I got the underglows on the snowball right now. I want an underground, like Need for Speed underground cruise this weekend. You know, I want to go out kind of acting a fool.
I could be down for some acting bad.
Yeah, I don't have a cool car, but I'll drive the Encore.
Incorrect. Drive the Encore.
The LSJ goes.
Hey, I have cams too.
You got cams too.
We drive the same
car. We all at this table have cams. Let's go.
No, he doesn't.
One Nine Rockers, you're fine. You're good.
He only has one cam.
Just the one.
And it's stock. So.
We have 1.9 Rockers, baby cam.
I don't have one.
You need an address.
You took the N.9 Rockers off the car?
I've been stock long block for a year now.
Yeah.
Yep. Who are you?
I put together the stock deal for Tail of the Dragon last year, and it's just been still ripping.
It's ripping.
It is a stock.
It's okay. The week before the Dragon, engine. We'll pull that engine out. We'll do some stuff.
Yeah.
That was my plan.
As per usual. Tyler, what you got?
I love it. All right. So tonight is my 5-year anniversary with Erica, my lovely wife. So we are going to go have dinner, and then we're going to have drinks, and then probably end up at Bob's.
Yeah, you can't talk about what happens after that.
Yeah, when Tyler ends up at Bob's, I'll end up at Bob's.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to come out to Bob's Bar and...
don't tempt me, please. Yeah. I don't
need to. Right by Seven Monks. That's your favorite place.
I know. I don't need to spend more money today.
Past that, tomorrow I am mowing the lawn because it has been 2 or 3 weeks thing is looking like Donnie Thornberry, which I know you know everything about right now.
It's super dry, so, you know, you couldn't mow.
And then I'm working on a Ford Fusion tomorrow night.
What?
Ew, a lot of those getting worked on around.
Yeah.
Weird.
And then hopefully relaxing a little bit because 4th of July weekend is going to be insane.
Yeah, that's
going to
be a rough weekend.
We got a heads up, anybody, if you care, next week, 3-day week for ZZ Performance.
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
Shout outs to our Hot and Heavy customer service. They're not going to be here Thursday or Friday.
Yep.
Don't email me Thursday or Friday. Don't do it. I'm not answering.
It is America's birthday, and we are going to be doing American things.
We're going to be drinking Miller High Lifes.
I have my margarita set up already ready to go. Do not email or message me. I'm not answering. I love your cars. Not on those days, I don't. You got me Monday through Wednesday, boys.
He's got the salted rim ready.
The salt. I bought the margarita salt. If you mess with me, you are going to get a salty response back.
Yep.
Anyway, Bo,
what are you doing?
This weekend? Shoot.
He's got a new cat.
Guys, by the way, our service team will not be here next week. However, you're still good to, you know,
say service. Ryan Klein will be here.
Ryan Klein, well, yes.
Dude holds down the fort no matter what.
Yeah, Ryan Klein will be here. Bo will not. For any stuff like that, I'm both mini step in for a little bit for a few days. But before that, you know, we're going to give this man a vacation. He's dealing with y'all, y'all crazy mofos.
Yeah, I took advantage of next week and took the Arcadia rest of the week off besides 4th of July. And we're heading to Silver Lake tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So we'll be in the dunes and on Silver Lake for 7 days.
Ooh. I won't hear from Bo. Bo's going to come back.
So jealous.
This color?
Yeah, tanner than an MF-er, but...
No,
yeah.
Red, burnt, both will come back burnt, drunk, or in all the above.
I will be checking my email for emergencies, but other than that...
Nothing else.
Gonna have to grab us for Monday through Wednesday.
Correct. Correct, boys and girls.
Yeah. Well, thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Absolutely, guys.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
We love the Power Hour. We're glad that you got in. Thanks for coming in the chat, Arcane, Bill Kish, TJ,
Bill Kish,
Sebastian Morrison, Dan North, literally everybody. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
We will be back in 1 month.
Yeah, look forward to? Let's see. We got a ton of products coming down the line that we'll be able to update you guys on, and we'll be casually prepping for our yearly Tale of the Dragon trip.
Yeah.
We'll definitely
be pretty
geeked about that. By the end of July, and otherwise, stay tuned, boys. We're going to be working hard until then.
Yep. Once again, new LNF manifold. Guys, if you want to keep making parts, buy them. Buy that thing right there, titanium studs. Upgrades. Get your Z-Series turbo upgrades.
It's dope.
NHP tuners. LNF, we run the force field games. We are the best.
LNF, Turbo, Ecotech. We're going through the hashtags right now, right?
LNF, Turbo, Ecotech.
All right, Mike, snowball. Cut it.
Mike, don't cut it. Cut it. LNF, guys, buy the park. Guys, don't do it. LNF, guys, come on. Oh, my God. Ah!